So you signed up to join the school.
Yes.
Was it paid for then? I mean, everything was government-sponsored?
When we joined up, we were a civil service. We were paid, I think it was $150 a month for the training portion, and then $250 when we got into the actual duty.
What was the training like?
It was just like they had for the men, for the cadet training. 6 months of primary and basic and advanced training. I went down there in April and was there until October, so it was the hottest time of the year.
What kind of an environment was it at the school? Was it pretty military? Or?
It was military. We had barracks. Of course, the hangars were right there, too, in the ground school. So we'd go to ground school half the day, and we'd fly half the day. And we marched everywhere we went. We got up in the morning and marched over to the mess hall, then back home, and then out to the flight line. And everything was military, including the coveralls they draped us in. They were outsized, but that's what we wore. Everybody had two pair of those coveralls, and you wear one and wash the other one.
Then you get time off, you get leave, go to town?
They had what they called open post, where you could go in town. You had to get a pass, and you couldn't stay overnight. You had to be back at a certain time, and if you didn't, you got demerits. I never went in very, very often because there wasn't much in there to do. You go to the movies or shopping.
What else was going on at this base? Was it all women?
At the base, it was just all women, all three phases, the primary, the basic, and the advanced training, different sized airplanes, different kind of training. I think this was probably the only field in the country where they had that.
So the war was
a
big deal. You weren't really in the military, but you were sort of close to it.
We felt as though we were in the military. And the only thing that really made any difference was the way we got paid. We got a check from the, you know, civil service. And if we wanted to quit, we could. Yeah, there were some that quit for medical reasons or because they were needed at home. And a handful, found out they didn't like to fly. They got sick or something else. But there were very few of those.
Was there a command structure in your groups?
Yes. To a certain degree. Well, they divided us up into flights, and they were further divided up into smaller groups, and there was one girl that had to be in charge of them to lead them in marches, to make sure they got up in the morning and make sure that they followed the rules, and somebody to go to if you had questions. We called them flight leaders, I guess. And then further up, as we got out into our bases, then there was a girl that was the commanding officer. Usually it was one of the girls that had been around a long time. Ours was the WAFs, the first group that went in with Nancy Love. She was the director of the Air Transport Command girls, the ferry pilots. So they were the top, most experienced, and generally they were the commanding officers.
And so as you moved up through this, then you got into bigger and faster aircraft?
Yes, I started out with the 175 horsepower, and then the basic was 450, and the advanced was 550 or 600, I can't remember. And by the time we finished and graduated, then we were ready to move airplanes around.
Which one did you really enjoy flying?
It's a toss-up between the P-51 and the P-47. Beautiful aircraft, both of them.
What were the differences between them?
Well, the 51 was fast and crisp, I guess you'd say. And the 47 was heavy and powerful.
Sort of the difference between a sports car and a big limousine or something, huh?
I would say so, yeah. Oh. And they both had their bright points about them. The 47 was the hardest to see out of because they had that big radial engine up front. So you were kind of S-turning through the skies, more or less. And the other thing was we had to slow cruise them. And when you do that, the nose is a little bit higher than it normally would be.
So did you have to sit on anything to see out of these?
Well, the parachute. And I had a briefcase that I could boost myself up a little bit further. But if you got up too high, then your feet don't reach. But it was okay for me. I didn't have to have anything built like some of the short girls did. It's just something that clamped onto the rudder pedals.
Like a block of wood?
That's
sort of the old joke, I think, about driving cars when you're too little. You have to put blocks of wood on the pedals.
Same thing.
Which of the airplanes did you like least?
The one that I didn't like was a P-40. The gear was too close together. You were right on the edge of a ground loop all the time. You had to be very, very careful. And when you brought it in for landing, if you didn't have the tail wheel going in an absolute straight line, it would start to chatter like that and knock your feet right off the rudder pedals. So I didn't like that about it. I never got in any trouble, but it made for kind of hairy landings.
Did you ever have to fire any weapons at all during this whole period of time?
We had to carry a .45, and we had to be checked out on it, on the firing line, and we had to dismantle it and put it back together. But I never used it. It was in the bottom of my briefcase most of the time.
What was the idea of giving you
because
that?
Because some of the aircraft had classified equipment on it, like the bomb sight and things like that. And we were instructed that if we were ever forced down into a field and somebody looked like they were going to steal it, we were supposed to shoot it. Nobody ever did. But that was behind the idea.
What do you think you would have done?
You know, I don't know. I don't know whether I would have pulled the trigger.
Did you get away with the gun at the end?
No. I had to turn that in. It was a mess. And they scolded me for it being so dirty. To take this over to ordnance and bring it back sparkling. So I did. Because I didn't even have a holster, just the gun. And it was in the bottom of my briefcase, you know, all full of lint and dust and hairpins.
Probably wouldn't have gone off if you'd tried to.
It would have gone off my face. Yeah. No, I didn't save any of that stuff.